This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. As Ukraine braces for a possible attack from Russia, President Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine said on Saturday he wanted to convene a meeting of world powers to secure new security guarantees for his country, as the current global system is no longer fit for the purpose. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, Zelensky also called on NATO members to be honest about whether they wanted Ukraine to join the alliance or not. The 44-year-old leader called on the world to learn what he called the, quote, terrible lessons from history, and chided the international community for what he said was the appeasement of Russia. He said, quote, the rules that the world agreed on decades ago no longer work. This is a cough syrup when you need a coronavirus vaccine. Zelensky said the West was so sure that Russia was about to attack. If the West was so sure that Russia was about to attack, it should impose sanctions on Moscow now, rather than threatening to impose them after an attack. He said sanctions would be of no use once bombs start falling on Ukraine. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the more than 150,000 Russian troops that have amassed at Ukraine's border, quote, are now poised to strike. He spoke with reporters in Lithuania, where the Lithuanian president has called for an increased U.S. troop presence. At the annual Munich Security Conference Saturday, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris warned that Russia's plan was already unfolding. She warned that Russia would mask its aggression, as she called it, by pleading ignorance and innocence. She repeated earlier U.S. assertions that Russia plans to create a false pretext for invasion. This is VOA News. Canadian police Saturday worked to restore normality to the capital, three after trucks and demonstrators occupied the downtown core of Ottawa for more than 3 weeks to protest against pandemic restrictions. The push to clear the city began on Friday and continued into the night. Four of the main organizers have already been taken into custody, and more than 100 protesters have been arrested as hundreds of officers, including some on horseback, formed lines and slowly pushed them away from their vehicles. There were many tense moments on Friday. Some protesters were dragged from their vehicles. Others who resisted the police advance were thrown to the ground and had their hands zip-tied behind their backs. A police statement said the protesters showed what it called assaultive behavior, forcing mounted police to move in. One person was arrested for harming a police service animal. The protesters initially wanted an end to cross-border COVID-19 vaccine mandates for truck drivers, but the blockade has gradually turned into a protest against the government of Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Trudeau on Monday invoked emergency powers to give his government wider authority to stop the protests. Legislators had been due to debate those temporary powers on Friday, but the House of Commons suspended its session, citing police activity. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister said Saturday that Lebanon must offer stronger signals that it is serious about reform to get support from the international community for its financial crisis. Prince Faisal bin Farhan Al Saud said at the Munich Security Conference, quote, Lebanon needs first to be actively saving itself. He said this included first stabilizing the economy and then addressing issues of corruption and mismanagement, as well as, quote, regional interference and loss of state sovereignty. Lebanon's ties to the Arab Gulf, and particularly Saudi Arabia, formerly a major donor to Beirut, hit rock bottom last year over what the Saudi foreign minister said was the growing influence of Iran-allied Hezbollah in the country. Kuwait last month presented to Beirut a list of Gulf terms for improving relations after Saudi Arabia and other Gulf states expelled Lebanese ambassadors and recalled their own. Lebanon went into financial meltdown in 2019 under the weight of huge public debts, slicing more than 90% off the local currency's value and plunging a majority of the population into poverty. Zimbabwe's main opposition party has said at least 80 of its supporters were arrested Saturday while campaigning door-to-door ahead of parliamentary by-elections next month. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.